You're listening to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union on WPEB 88.1 FM. I'm Shania Morris, and I'm an eighth grader at Samuel B. Huey Elementary.
And I'm Greg from Masterman. The Student Union is a youth-led organization working to build student leadership and create an education system that serves to liberate young people.
We believe that media is a powerful organizing tool, and we're using the radio to help young people make their voices heard.
We broadcast live every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. on WPEB 88.1 FM in West Philadelphia. But you can also get the show in individual segments from our podcast page at www.onblast.podomatic.com.
Today we'll hear a report on a homeless-led organization fighting for homeless and poor people's rights in New York City.
We also have the audio from Student Union's recent flash mob-inspired event, as well as coverage of the Temple Nurses' struggle for a fair contract.
Stay tuned for more On Blast after this short music break.
Wow, we're in stereo? Question for the ages, what's going on with my rap pages? Rappers wanna be down, but listen, you got to feel it within your body and your spirit when you listen to the rhythm. Come on, it's the abstract, willers on the beat, women all around the globe, the world, you gotta follow me. Changing history, categories, different people in the same territories. Hip-hop in the form of black IP, so watch it, be mindful of the speakers, please. Cause they gon' rumble and shake the ground, break atoms, break a sound, thunder and bass for pound, streets make the thing profound. If you wanna do to help you out, make it cooler on your friends without smoking. Now play the song kind of loud, it can help you out, and you can work it out, and you can work it out. It's like that, and
we got it like that,
like that.
You know we got it like that,
like that.
Yeah, we got it like that,
like that.
It's like that, like that. Yeah, we got it like that,
like that.
You know we got it like that,
like that.
Yeah, we got it like that,
like that.
It's like that,
because I got it like that,
and I got it like that also. Got a style that's way out like Boston. You know I'm known to cook a nigga like Chaco. Steady dropping rhymes like it's heavy cargo.
Can I kick?
Yup, really far though. From El Segundo to Toronto. I once hit a girl up in Chicago, but I never say home unless my name is Tonto. Yup, you know how the date rate go. Kobe showed a classic example. Now they know the P's collect the dough, so they knocking on the door like we Wells Fargo. Yup, they see me in the Will I Am suit, but I wasn't that cute when I didn't have the loot. And I don't smoke herbs, but I'm still real nice with the birds. So hey, what you heard? Oh yeah, cause we got it like that,
like that.
You know we got it like that,
like that.
Yeah, we got it like that,
like that.
It's like that,
like that.
Yeah, we got it like that,
like that.
You know we got it like that,
like that.
Yeah, we got it like that,
like that.
Hit him like
yeah,
that.
I'm from the jungle, brother, and I got it like that. Yo, my life got me running through a maze like the white rat. I need a shot of Remy like Mike Rapp. It's like the yak is a vice that got me spilling on the right track.
Word.
And I like this well, so I might get ill. On the mic, somebody might get killed. So many dead rappers, there's a cipher in heaven. My tongue is a weapon, and plus what I bust is the stuff of legend. When this Brooklyn MC come after you, you'll be running like a herd of caribou down Myrtle Avenue.
Yeah.
Where we at ain't nothing pretty, that's the attitude. To be in Fight Club, even Brad had to crack a tooth. Staring to the sun, then try to copy, let your eyes get used to the light, because you gotta watch me sneak up on you like Saki. My lyrics get at him and split atoms like Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
It's the app with the ab and the lab with the rap. Demonstrate how we act, we attack any track. It's the black eye piece and we back with the facts. Start with the fast skills that rose in the pack. We got it like that, you know how the beast rocks. Entertain you, see you soon at the next spot. The crew got you bouncing and dropping your high, making eye high stage. I'll be shocking the map. I'ma roll with the hot, I'ma flow from the soul, and you can't hold me back. Kick it, keep on, keep on rolling the track. I'ma sim this simply, always attached. Gypney music by Apple, the app from LA to Philippines, we're bridging the gap. We got it like that, you know we got it like that. We got it like, we got it like that, y'all.
So sweet,
it's like that.
Yeah, we got it like that.
Like
you didn't
that.
Know that we had it like that.
It's like that.
Like that,
it's like that. That.
Yeah, we got it like that.
It's like that.
Yeah, we got it like that.
It's like that.
You know we got it like that.
It's like that.
It's like that, cause we got it like that.
That in a, it's like that in a, it's like that. That in a, it's like a that in a, it's like that in a, it's like that. Boom back at that in a, it's like that in a, it's like that in a, it's like that. That in a, it's like that in a, it's like that in a, it's like that. Because I got it like that.
Tip in the house. CeeLo, you know he's in the house. My man John Legend's in the house. Talib Kweli, work it out. My man Apple D's in the house. Will I Am is definitely in the house. Fergie Ferg's in the house. What up to Daylight? Shout him out.
Shout him out.
True hip hop music now. Positive vibes, no doubt. My man Five Dogs
in the house.
My man Shaheed's
in the house.
Taboo, you know I'm in the house. Black Eyed Peas represent signing out. Black Eyed Peas represent signing out. Black Eyed Peas represent signing out. It's like that and a, it's like that and a, it's like that and a, it's like that.
Recently, some new information has come out around the Renaissance School's process. The original plan called for groups that wanted to run one of the schools to indicate which of the schools they preferred. It was assumed that these schools would then choose from among those providers that mentioned them in their proposal. However, this process left many schools with less than three options, which contradicted some of the district's original claims about how Renaissance schools would work. Probably due to that situation, the district is now requiring all six of the providers to make presentations at all nine of the schools. This too raises some issues, though. Part of the whole point with the Renaissance schools is that they were supposed to be guided by a mutually desired match of school community and provider. Some groups have asked what happens if a school chooses a provider that doesn't want to be in that community, or if a provider is requested by more schools than it can handle. Also, despite the seemingly wider array of options now open to the schools, all but one of the groups, Johns Hopkins University, wants a charterization model. This means that teachers at most of the schools will no longer be school district employees and will not be a part of the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers, the city's teachers union. Adding to this, final say about who gets matched up with who is still up to the district administration, and schools do not have options outside of the six providers approved by the district. Final matches are due to be made by the end of May. Up next, we have a segment about Picture the Homeless, a homeless-led organization in New York City, and their organizing efforts around fair housing.
We have to start thinking in those terms. I mean, if housing is a human right, then there is a moral obligation to house people. So it is morally wrong for a person to sleep on the street at night in front of a vacant building while that building is blocked or barricaded by a landlord who's keeping it merely empty for speculation and profit. My name is Rob Robinson. I'm with an organization here in New York called Picture the Homeless. We're located in the Bronx, New York, and I'm a board member and a housing campaign leader with that organization. Picture the Homeless is an organization made up of homeless or formerly homeless individuals that educate those individuals to have a voice for themselves, to change the policies that affect them in a negative way, and to be part of a process that's participatory. In other words, to have a voice on the decision-making that impacts us the most. Well, most of the work that Picture the Homeless does in New York is based on the moral obligation that our government has to house people. So in New York, while there is a shelter infrastructure in place to house homeless people, we would argue that it's only temporary housing, and our city spends $750 million a year on that shelter system to temporarily house people. We also would argue that with the large numbers of empty buildings that exist in New York City, there's a moral obligation, or the moral obligation to house people in those buildings supersedes the right of landlords to profit from those buildings. And in this city, we see a lot of property being warehoused by greedy landlords who are trying to profit from those vacant properties. Homeless folks at Picture the Homeless have created legislation which we call the anti-warehousing legislation, which had eight key points in it. One of the biggest being we would force the city to do a count of vacant properties within the city on an annual basis. And as landlords would repeatedly show up on that list, eventually they'd be fined for keeping buildings empty for long periods of time. And that original piece of legislation that we had would have forced landlords to eventually put those buildings in a homeless and housing trust fund to create housing specifically for homeless people.
The land trust measure proved difficult to get through politically, but Picture the Homeless did organize another piece of legislation that includes the vacant housing census, and that law is working its way through the New York City Council.
So that's one attempt, but at the same time, while you're getting city council members to sort of move on legislation, I also feel, and some members of the organization, is that we need to ramp it up. So coming back with that, we moved on a building here in New York in March 19th of 2009, and took over a building for a weekend on 116th Street and Madison Avenue, and it was the first time it had been done in New York City for about 20, 30 years, so it energized the city. We moved on that building with about 250 allies, so we made a presence on that corner, and we made it difficult for the New York City police to move on us, and we basically had possession of that building for an entire weekend. Following that, we moved on a piece of property in July that was owned by J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the banks that received TARP money. And our angle there was, here's a bank that has significant pieces of vacant property in New York City and received a government buyout, but at the same time, they're foreclosing on us and putting us out of homes. So again, here comes moral obligations. There's something morally wrong with that, we feel. If you're taking our tax money and you're bailing out a bank, why is it okay for us to fail and not the banks to fail? So we have a problem with a bank that received TARP money foreclosing on members of society and putting us out on the street. So we took that piece of property as a stand to say we're not going to tolerate it anymore. We made a public fight with J.P. Morgan Chase, of which they wanted no parts of. We held on to that piece of property pretty much throughout the day before New York City police moved in and arrested 10 of us, myself included, and two Episcopal priests were part of that group. But in October, when we were brought to court, we found out that J.P. Morgan Chase would not cooperate with the ADA, with the assistant district attorney, and we were told not to even come in the courtroom. Case is dismissed. Don't even come in the courtroom. Tell them to go home. So we learned then that they don't want to deal with us publicly. So we decided to ramp it up. We did public actions in front of 270 Park Avenue, which is the main headquarters for J.P. Morgan Chase.
They're also organizing a divestment campaign, getting individuals and organizations to let J.P. Morgan Chase know that they will close out their accounts unless they start working with Picture the Homeless. That initiative has gained a lot of support, especially from faith communities. On a national level, organizers from Picture the Homeless have been working as a part of the Take Back the Land initiative and other coalitions, building towards mass-scale move-ins and property takeovers. I asked him where he saw that campaign going.
What we will do is take the civil disobedience to force those conversations. We've formed strategic partnerships with the Center for Constitutional Rights, National Economic and Social Rights Initiative, NESRI, and the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty to be the voice for us, or the spokespeople for the policy chain. And we'll just ramp it up. And hopefully, the second phase would be the policy discussions, and then we think a third phase would be what we call alternative structures. If we're successful at forcing the issue, maybe a J.P. Morgan Chase says, I surrender, and here's a bunch of land, take back the land, you guys do what you want with it. Well, you know, we're not developers, but we have partnered with some groups that figured some things out, like land trusts, so that we can take land and keep it truly affordable and put poor people on it, and it makes sense, and you can't take it back from us. You know, the ultimate goal that we would love to get at is to decommodify housing, because that's where the problem lies. You take the value out of housing and land, and this problem of homelessness goes away. Land is driving class in this country. It's a true division of class, or a division along those lines. And once we decommodify housing and land, we've gone a long way to solve this problem.
This has been Dan Jones for On Blast Radio with the Philadelphia Student Union.
On Thursday, April 15th, Florida teachers and students won a major victory for community-driven education reform, mainly due to an organized and consistent outcry against the proposed law. Republican Florida Governor Charlie Crist vetoed Senate Bill 6, which would have instituted a standardized test-based pay scale and job security system for all teachers in the state. The bill called for the elimination of multi-year collective bargaining contracts, replacing them with one-year contracts for each teacher to be renewed mainly on the basis of student gains on standardized test scores. It was met from the beginning with sustained protest from students, parents, teachers, and community leaders, who contributed hours of testimony to the debate in the State House, which refused to change a single word for fear of not having enough votes in the Senate. They argued that such changes would hurt the quality of education for everyone in the schools and would result in even more test-driven teaching. They also criticized tests as unfair measures of teacher effectiveness, as they don't take into account conditions and situations outside of both the teachers' and students' control. The bill was also criticized for potentially taking away local control of teacher contract negotiations and job review procedures.
The governor vetoed the bill, despite urging from a number of Republican leaders, including former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, to sign it. He accused SB 6 of being sped through committee without meaningful input from teachers, parents, superintendents, and school boards. A recent South Florida Sun Central poll had 85% of the people supporting the veto, and an online petition urging the governor to block the bill had more than 16,000 signatures. There has been a concerted national drive towards standardized tests, base pay, and review for teachers, and many of the people most affected by those changes, students, teachers, parents, have been left out of the debate. In this case, the Florida community placed itself in the center of the conversation and managed to have it have a major influence on policy, winning support from both the general public and the governor. Stay tuned for more On Blast after this song.
It's for the people. This is street radio for unsung hero. Riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found a new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. And the struggle of the brothers and the folks. The lovers of the dope, experiment to discover hope. Scuffle for notes, the rougher I wrote, times was harder. Went from rock starter to the voice of a martyr. Why white folk focus on dogs and yoga? My people on the low end trying to ball and get over. Lyrics are like liquor for the fallen soldier. From the bounce to the house, it's all our culture. Every day we hustling, trying to get them customers. Law, we ain't trusting them. Thick bras, we lusting them. Sick and tired of punching it. I look on the bus at them. When I see them struggling, I think I'm touching them. The people. Unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found a new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. The people said that I was sharp on TV at the Grammys. Though they tried to India, I read me. Got backstage and I bumped into Stevie. He said, no matter what, the people gon' see me. Can't leave rap alone, the streets need me. Hunger in their eyes is what seemed to feed me. Inside peace mixed with beef seemed to breed me. Nobody believed till I believed me. On the rise, doing business with my guys. Visions realized, music affected lives. A gift from the skies to be recognized. I'm keeping my eyes on the people, that's the prize. For unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. From Inglewood to a single hood in Botswana. I see the iron weed, my dick and yours is my drama. Standing in front of the judge with no honor. My raps ignite the people like Obama. The karma of the streets is needs and takes. Sometimes we find peace in beats and breaks. With the bang in the back so the seats can shake. Rebel Cadillac music for the people's sake.
About the people.
we want to let you know about our monthly open mics. They take place from 7 to 9 p.m. on the third Friday of each month here at our office at 4205 Chestnut Street.
The nurses at Temple University Hospital were on strike for several weeks. On Wednesday, April 28th, the nurses won a fair contract. When they were on strike, Student Union and the Media Mobilizing Project went out to the picket line to show our support, and Justin Carter from West Philadelphia High School spoke to the nurses and other organizers about why we were out there that day.
No contract!
No peace!
No contract!
No peace!
No contract!
No peace!
No contract!
I want to let you know that we understand your struggle and we support your cause.
Hold it closely. Okay, great. We understand your situation because in our school systems, we are most affected by decisions made by higher-ups. I want to address the gag clause that Temple is trying to instate in your contract so that you cannot speak out about the hospital for fear of persecution. Much like students are silenced from speaking against their school out of fear of suspension or other things that may affect our school record. Just like students have a right to speak out about the conditions in our schools, nurses have the right to speak out about the working conditions in their hospitals. We recognize that you're not only fighting for yourselves, but for a better quality of healthcare for your patients. Much like we are fighting for a school system that better services our younger friends, brothers, and sisters. As long as you are able to fight, we shall stand beside you. As long as you're able to march, we will toil with you. Temple nurses, the Philadelphia Student Union stands with you. Temple nurses, fight on.
I went down to Ann Weaver's house and I took back what she stole from me. I took back my dignity. I took back my humanity. And now she's under my feet.
Justin Carter with On Blast.
Under my feet. What? Under my feet. What? Under my feet.
I also spoke with some of the nurses on the picket line about why they were striking. Here are some of their stories. The nurses at Temple University Hospital in Philadelphia are currently on strike. They're part of a union called PASNAP, the Pennsylvania Association of Staff Nurses and Allied Professionals. They're on strike because they find Temple's proposed contract to be unsatisfactory. One big point of tension is that Temple Hospital's proposed contract does not include tuition reimbursement. Tuition reimbursement has long been a part of the nurses' and university employees' benefit packages, and Temple has used it to attract many of its current workers. Temple provides reimbursement for tuition of employees' kids that attend Temple, or a stipend for those that attend other colleges. While this benefit continues to exist for university employees, Temple wants to eliminate it for hospital nurses. As a high school senior, I understand how important this is. For me, money has played a significant role in the college selection process. Many nurses who work at Temple Hospital right now came in part because of this benefit and have been looking forward to it for many years. If it is lost, it will greatly affect many nurses and their families.
Well, the tuition reimbursement was stopped earlier this year while people still had their kids in school. That right was taken away from us mid-contract. For me personally, it affects me because I started here in Temple in 1992, and one of the incentives was for the tuition benefit. In 1992, my daughter was born. At the time when I started, initially, it was you had to be here for 5 years. Then you would receive that benefit. Well, my daughter graduates in June, and now that benefit has been taken from us. So I'm a little pissed after 18 years that, you know, I feel as though I've earned that right, and now it's gone.
Hi, my name is Sabrina Nixon. I'm a medical technologist at Temple Hospital for 22 years. When we were hired, Temple promised us that our kids could go to school, you know, for free. And this year, I've been here all of these years, all of a sudden they took the tuition reimbursement away. Now we don't have it, our kids can't go to school, and I think that's wrong. That was something that was promised to us when we were hired here, and now they took it away. Pam's daughter went to school, and at her last semester, they cut the tuition right while she was in school.
My name is Anna Mahovic. I work in the Temple Hospital Clinical Lab, over 8 years already. On March 2009, the tempo stopped tuition reimbursement, even for the people who were enrolled at that time. They just stopped with no explanation. That's it.
Yeah, I've been working in Temple for 31 years, and this is my daughter, Allison. She graduated top 20% of her class in 2008. She could have stayed in New Jersey free, but because of my tuition dependence, she came here. But now a year, 2 years sophomore, the Temple is trying to take away her tuition remission. And I said, that's not right. So now this semester, Temple didn't pay her. So we have to scramble and get, and she had to take a loan. Ever since she was small, I was telling her, she comes to Temple and her tuition will be free, will be paid by the hospital. So now they're trying to take it away. And that's not right.
This is a big part of one of the perks for retention here at the hospital. And like I said, they're advertised, it doesn't cost that much because a lot of people, number one, don't even take part of that, don't even use that benefit, or their children choose not to go to Temple, they choose to go elsewhere. So how much money are they really spending? But I mean, this benefit is still for the university employees, but not for the hospital employees.
That's a big part of our benefit package. Your kids can go to school. You know, you look forward to that. You're here all of these years. Your kids is now old enough, graduating from high school, get ready to go to college, and they cut it. What do you do?
The tuition reimbursement benefit was used to attract many people to come to work at Temple. Nurses have believed for years that, because of the tuition reimbursement, college would not have to be as much of a financial worry as it might otherwise be. For many, this is not an issue of money. It is an issue of providing their children with an education, a gateway to a world of opportunity. It is an issue of giving their kids a better chance at life. In situations like this, many are willing to sacrifice other monetary compensation or benefits for a guarantee that their kids will be able to access higher education. It is also important to realize that many of these nurses are working working-class jobs. They're not some fat cats with huge salaries and benefit packages. The tuition reimbursement has been a benefit for which many have been willing to sacrifice a potentially higher salary. Imagine working for many years in an institution, believing that all the hard work would pay off in the form of a guarantee that your kids would be able to go to college, only to come to the year that your son or daughter starts college and find out that the money is no longer there. This contract is not a done deal. The Temple nurses are still on strike, fighting for their rights. They want the tuition reimbursement that they've been promised for years, the same one that other university employees enjoy. Support them in their fight. To follow the most recent updates, go to www.templewatch.org. This piece has been produced by Gregory Jordan Denimore of the Philadelphia Student Union's On Blast Youth Radio Show.
If you are a high school student, you can come to our citywide meetings every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. They happen every week at our office at 4205 Chestnut Street.
If you're just joining us, this is On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union on WPEB 88.1 FM. You can also listen to our show online, including past shows, by going to our podcast at www.onblast.podomatic.com.
We'll be right back after this short music break.
We used to be number 10, now we permanent in one. In the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm, pistol nozzle, it's nasal. Blood becomes lukewarm, tell them, oh, my be easy now, squeeze this summer. Test why cleft, see that flesh get scorned.
bad, make you feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. And tell your friends, stay the hell out of my lawn. Chicken George became dead George, stealing chickens from my farm. I'm not the dead pigeon. If you're my theosis, then I'm bringing all hatred, Cecilia. Nobody shoot me. My body's made of hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was tonkin' in the razor blade. That sounds sick, maybe one day I'll write the horror. Blackula comes to the ghetto, Jackson Acura. Stevie Wonder sees crack babies, be killing enemies in their own families. I'ma get them coming over, we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
You're listening to On Blast Radio with the Philadelphia Student Union. On April 20th, students from all over the city converged on Rittenhouse Square to send a message about common perceptions of young people and about what we see as the solutions to violence committed by and against young people, especially in their schools. Milena Velis and Miguel Andrade have the story.
Leaders, we are
leaders!
Thinkers, we are
thinkers!
Artists, we are
artists!
Innovators, we are
It's basically a campaign to address the violence that's being committed towards us, the criminalizing of us, the underfunding of our schools, the education that's making us become test takers rather than allowing us to be critical thinkers.
It's just the opposite of the stereotypes people think of young people.
It was exactly what we wanted it to seem like, a flash mob, but so different from what people believe is a flash mob. All young people can be leaders. We are thinkers, we are artists, we are innovators, we are organizers, and we are youth, a youth movement.
Right here and tell you.
Thanks for tuning in to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. In addition to our radio show, we also do ongoing campaigns to improve our schools, monthly open mics, men's and women's support groups, academic support, political education, and lots of other youth-led activities.
If you want more info about the Philadelphia Student Union, check out our website at www.phillystudentunion.org or email us at info@phillystudentunion.org. You should also find us on MySpace and Facebook. Send your comments and questions about the show to onblast@phillystudentunion.org. We'd love to hear from you.
Tune in next week, Wednesday, from 6 to 7 p.m. for the next edition of On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. You can also listen to the show online by going to our podcast at onblast.podomatic.com. See you next time.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yo, this is Rock Clef, refugee camp, Criswell, little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey, yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers.
refugee camps. You know how we do. Why Clef Croswell? My man, Little Bass. Jerry, one time. This is how we.